This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one of you asked how many deaths have been linked to the COVID-19 vaccine. I don't have a lot of access to numbers that would be publicly reported except for what the CDC gives us. And per the CDC website, their numbers only go up to March 1st. So about, what, 5-6 weeks old? And they say during this time, VAERS received 19,476 preliminary reports of death among people who received the COVID-19 vaccine, which is, they equate it to 0.0029%. They say CDC and FDA clinicians review reports of death to VAERS, including death certificates, autopsy, and medical records. They say continued monitoring has identified 9 deaths causally associated with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. CDC and FDA are continuing to review reports of death following COVID-19 vaccine and update information as it becomes available. So we don't have much more information since early March. As of March 2nd, they had said that there was 1,000 preliminary reports in VAERS of myocarditis and pericarditis in those kids under 18. Of those, 244 remain still in review. So with these numbers, even though when you look at the breadth of all the vaccines given, you know, it seems like a small percentage, that's still, for any parent or anybody who has been, contemplating the vaccine, that's still kind of a high number. Hearing that 20,000 people could have possibly died from getting the vaccine, and there are other reports saying it could be higher, it makes people a little nervous. Where this gets a little tricky, especially for people in the healthcare industry, is if somebody, let's say, dies 2 days after their shot, 2 months after their shot, 2 years after their shot, are we told if the death is shot-related or is it lumped into, well, they died after their shot? So any of us, the millions of us that got a vaccine, if we died, you know, it wouldn't be a false statement saying we died after getting the COVID vaccine. It's just, did we just get the COVID vaccine? Was the vaccine done years ago? I mean, I got my MMR when I was a kid. If, God forbid, something happened to me, do I blame it on the MMR? I mean, that happened as a kid. There might be some link, but if I get hit by a bus, we're going to have to say I was hit by a bus. But public officials have a tough time if somebody, let's say, has a heart attack. Did they have a heart attack because they had a heart attack, or did they have a heart attack because of the vaccine? And sometimes it's hard to prove. You can, upon autopsy, there is a way to link it. And we would have to autopsy a lot of people to show the world that, look, this could be what's happening to the heart. And these are heart-related deaths, autopsy-related, but not everybody, or vaccine-related, but not everybody gets an autopsy. So there's some religions prohibiting it. So you might not ever know. In some religions, we have to be buried within 24 hours. Now, they do that because in the olden days, you could get infectious disease. Look at what happened with Ebola or even Marburg virus. If you're around a body that could be diseased, now they say bury them right away. So a lot of religions have rules that were very health-related. Yeah, and nowadays you're put in a chamber in the morgue and you're protected from the public, but still, in many religions, they want you buried right away. So we wouldn't be able to say if the average heart attack or stroke was a typical heart attack or stroke like we've had before vaccines, or if it was vaccine related. So when VAERS gets a report, they have to post it. And they should be posting it. So they're saying they got almost 20,000 reports. Were all of them COVID-related deaths? I don't know. Were there more that weren't reported? I don't know. So, in, I believe there's a Senate bill in Missouri, I have to look it up, where if an employee suffered a serious adverse event from a vaccine, they get workers' comp. Now, I think that's a given. I believe if you were forced to get a vaccine, and you weren't forced in terms of tied down, but in order to keep that job, you had to get the vaccine. If you did suffer an injury from that vaccine, workers' comp should cover you. The problem is critics of the bill say, but how do we know it was really vaccine-related? So if somebody, let's say, had a heart attack, and they smoke, have high cholesterol, high blood pressure, diabetes, but they got a heart attack within 2 days to 2 weeks of getting the vaccine, is it the vaccine, or was it coincidentally because of the risk factors? This is why people never mandate it. Okay, you could offer it, but once you mandate it, now other rules need to apply. So Bill, Senate Bill 369, according to Senator Jeremy Trevis, a Republican from Great Falls, says it includes a serious adverse event experienced by an employee after receiving a vaccine mandated by an employer, and then it defines what serious adverse event means, such as death or serious life-threatening hospitalization or prolongation of an existing hospitalization or persistent or significant incapacity or substantial disruption of the ability to conduct normal life functions. The bill would let workers negatively affected by the mandates apply for workers' comp. The bill does not guarantee they're going to get it, but employees would still need to prove that their injuries were caused by the vaccine to get the money. I think that's fine. I think that if there is something you had to do work-related, I think so. That should be covered. Because individuals who have a side effect, now, what about I got COVID from work? That's tricky. Now, but if you did get COVID on the job, should workers' comp cover it? Yeah. If you got sick while on the job, you know, if I got stuck by a needle, and I got an infectious disease from a patient, workers' comp should cover it. The problem is how do you prove if somebody got COVID on the job or at home? COVID is so easy to get. So it'll be interesting to see where this goes. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extend Your Voice. All right, guys. Well, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALLY, 1-877-VOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I got an email a few weeks ago from one listener whose parent is in a nursing home. And the parent was scared that they were going to put a male in the same room with her because of, reports of people getting assaulted in nursing home facilities and things like that. And the child was worried if somebody identifies as female and they're older, can they just say that and then be put in the room with the grandmother or the mother and then the mother be at risk of assault? So I don't know exactly how things work with nursing homes. I'm under the impression that you have to give consent for who to be there. And the funny thing is I've told you guys, I have a lot of friends, many of them are guys, and I've already told them if, God forbid, we outlive our spouses. No, we're not marrying each other, hell no. But they need to be my roommate in the nursing home. I already have people who are going to be my, because I do not want to be alone in a room with somebody else, and reports of assault do happen. As a medical student, I was very frightened by nursing homes because patients would tell me, he touches me. He touches me. I go, who touches you? And the person is like, he touches me. And I would go to the nurse, and I'm like, the patient is saying somebody's touching her. Oh, she has dementia. But is somebody touching her? No, she has dementia. She's making that up. Well, how do we know? Now, people with dementia can bring things up that might not be there. They could have hallucinations. They could have memories that never existed or false thoughts. But somebody with dementia can also be telling you the God honest truth. And I told my kids, if I ever tell you that somebody's assaulting me, please, for the love of God, believe me. And I know that's scary because they already think most of what I say is out there. And they don't believe me. But I'm like, you need to, I'm nervous about that. And so, the average nursing home resident is fine. They're safe. They're being taken care of well. But every now and then you hear of, issues that are happening, and sometimes we don't even hear of it. And because the family's not around and they're not in a safe place. And I get many family members are like, I can't live with my mom. I can't live with my dad. They have to be in another facility. And the average aging individual is scared to death to go to these facilities. Like, but I don't want to go there. I'm going to be neglected. Now, people have asked, is that true? Are people neglected? Well, when I would visit a nursing home and I would see the staff would be amazing. Now, mind you, I would visit a lot of times during the day. Do I know what the 2 a.m. crew do? No. I'm sure the crew is fine. For a nursing home should be run. There should be a medical director on top of things. But if somebody, has an issue, is there plenty of staff for that person to help them? I don't know. And it's a fear that many people have. And many of these nursing facilities have visiting hours because they need, in terms of safety, they can't have a lot of people running around. And for visiting hours, they'll have those limited. So if you want to be there for that patient at 2 a.m. to make sure they're getting what they need, it's a little nerve-wracking. So you have to find a place you trust. But where we're going right now in terms of, if you identify, you get to then use that facility. Yes, we will have nursing homes where if somebody identifies as a female or male, they may be able to then share a room in a facility. I mean, we might not be there yet, but technically as that rule stands, if it gets challenged, yes, that will happen. Now, you do have a move for nursing facilities to go to single room, but that's causing another issue in and of itself. But before I go there, I would be checking on some patients in a nursing home, and there would be a gentleman who would just be lying there, eyes closed. I'm like, is he in a coma? Like, no, he's semi-catatonic, but he's okay, vital signs stable and all that. Well, as I'm examining and checking him and listening to his lungs, I would feel my ass get grabbed. And then I would look, and he's one eye open and I'm smiling. I'm like, are you flipping kidding me, really? And I guess I got my butt grabbed a few times. And so to think that somebody that age does not have any sort of shenanigans or sexual desires is being naive. And having worked with many older men, and older females too, but I saw more older men, they're horny. And they don't have a filter. See, when we're young and kids, we don't have a filter. We learn a filter, so then we learn to be very, very careful. We don't necessarily talk or make suggestions or touch people because we realize we could go to jail. But older individuals, they don't care. What are they going to do? They're at the end of their life. If they put them in jail, they don't care. And many of them will lose the filter. So I have seen gentlemen, older men, say and do things completely inappropriate. And so if somebody says, look, I'm being touched, it might not be from staff, it could be from another patient. We have to take that stuff seriously. You know, being grabbed myself, we do. And an individual who has a catheter, who might be paralyzed, they're victims. And a lot of bad things can happen to them. So, we do have a report that many nursing homes are shutting down at alarming rates because depending on where they are, there are certain regulations that have now new COVID-induced rules. And so, one company that owns a couple facilities in, I believe this is Massachusetts, said post-pandemic regulations state that rooms should have no more than two occupants. Now, because of COVID, these nursing homes, so there would be four to six individuals, that caused a breeding ground for COVID. So, and I agree, I used to take care of patients in the 90s where the hospitals would have multiple patients there. Usually no more than four. And I'd be talking to a patient and somebody, kitty corner, starts saying, you know, so I'm like, you know, have you been passing any gas? You always ask a patient, right? Have you been passing any gas? The patient's like, no, I haven't passed any gas. Yeah, you did. You woke me up last night. I'm like, thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you. Talking to the patient over here. Patient's like, well, I guess I might have been. Yeah, I mean, not a lot of privacy when you have multiple people in the room. And so it wasn't that unseen because you have a facility, you only have X amount of real estate, you're trying to take care of patients, you have beds, you have a nurse that could take care of that room of four people, put them all together. However, with COVID, if you were in a nursing home, you were a sitting duck. And many individuals got sick. In New York, Cuomo said, send them back to the nursing home and free up the hospitals. Well, when they sent COVID people back to the nursing home, many people then got exposed and died. So it just runs rampant. So they're saying that some of these regulations are causing nursing home residents to take less people. Well, when we take less people, you get less money. And you can't, you're already not getting enough money to stay open. So some of them are shuttering. They don't have additional funds for wage increases, 4-day work weeks, all the other things. And with fewer nursing facilities, nursing homes or assisted living facilities, where do older people go? They talk about, they said regulations following the COVID-19 outbreak resulted in the death of 84 people at Holoki Soldiers Home. Public outcry resulted in criminal charges, which were later dismissed. The nursing home made a settlement payment of $56 million to the bereaved families. The public health department held a public hearing to discuss closing various facilities. Advocates for nursing home residents raised concerns about violations during the respective closures. The complaint said four nursing homes began shuttering weeks before the plan was approved. And so I don't know what the answer is because we have an aging population. And it's not just about, the baby boomers, but many individuals are requiring help. And we don't have family units anymore where we all live together, we all take care of our family. Most families are completely dispersed across the United States or across the globe. So who takes care of our older individuals, especially if we have fewer nursing home facilities? 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
USA News Update. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas says going forward he will report gifts from close friends now that the rules have changed. Thomas says early in his career he asked judges about this and was told that gifts from close personal friends with no business before the court need not be reported. Former President Obama is among those blasting the Republican leaders of the Tennessee State House for expelling two Democrats. Obama says no elected official should lose their job simply for raising their voice. President Biden says his economic agenda is behind the news that unemployment is down to 3.5% last month, and the economy added 236,000 jobs in March. The only way to replenish the salmon off the coast of California and southern Oregon is to shut down salmon fishing. That's the recommendation from the agency that oversees West Coast fisheries, the shutdown for this year and next year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. All right, so one thing that has made COVID a little bit tricky is we didn't know enough about it. And when we went on the bandwagon with vaccines and mandates, and pregnant women should get it, people were nervous. Like, we don't know a lot about the vaccine. VAERS is reporting side effects, even though a very, very small percentage. Do we give a pregnant woman the vaccine? When I was asked, I said, well, I'm mixed. One on one end, Zika scared the hell out of me. Because moms who were pregnant and got Zika, some of their infants were born with a syndrome, a very severe neurologic and musculoskeletal syndrome, cognitive. Some of these kids had microcephaly or anencephaly, poor
brain development, small heads. And I'm like, getting the Zika virus during pregnancy can be really scary, if not deadly. And so with COVID, I'm like, I don't want any pregnant women getting COVID. I just don't know enough about the vaccine to tell pregnant women to get the vaccine. So let's follow the guidelines. Well, the guidelines were pregnant women should get it. Even though there were some concerns that there could be miscarriage, there was, I think, a study that had looked into miscarriage after COVID-19 vaccine. They said the risks of an infant getting COVID is higher. Well, many of you have asked, where's the proof? What do we know about pregnant women and their babies? What is happening to the infants? So we do have one study, and I know it's taken a while, but we have a study that showed two pregnant women who got COVID, their infants had signs of brain damage. There was a 21-year-old woman. She was, I guess she was admitted at Holt Children's Hospital, University of Miami Jackson Memorial Medical Center. She was at 27 weeks gestation, diagnosed with pneumonia and COVID. Her infant son was delivered by C-section a few weeks later, so still premature. 32 weeks gestation. At the time of the birth, the mother was negative for COVID, but the male infant displayed seizures, respiratory difficulty, requiring intubation or ventilation. Infant was hospitalized or in the hospital for 3 months, discharged, had seizure disorder, microcephaly. Seizures resolved, but the infant has had to be readmitted multiple times. At 13 months old, the child was admitted to the ER for an upper respiratory infection, treated and discharged. Unfortunately, the child ended up dying. And they, on autopsy, they found reduction in brain weight, cerebral white matter volume, along with virus throughout the brain. Now, we don't know if he was infected with COVID post or if this could have been the COVID he got in the womb. A second mother gave birth at 39 weeks. This is full term. Full term is anything above 37 weeks. 39 weeks to a Hispanic female. The mom was 20 years old. She was diagnosed with asymptomatic COVID in the second trimester. At the time of delivery, she tested for COVID-19. She was positive even though she didn't have symptoms. She also had chorioamnionitis, which is an inflammation, which we'll talk about in a sec. The infant had lower Apgar scores that we use when the infant is born. Required nasal continuous positive airway pressure for having apnea. Mom was assumed to start going into sepsis, was given antibiotics. When the baby was 16 hours of age, the baby developed clinical seizures, but didn't have bacteria or virus noted. At day 4, MRIs revealed diffusion, I believe, within the with inflammation, and the child was discharged at 5 weeks. Having multiple readmissions for seizures and respiratory disorders at 1 year old showed microcephaly, abnormal neurological examination, and significant neurodevelopmental delay. Both infants had clots in their placentas. We do know COVID can cause clots, recanalization of stem villous vessels, stromal fibrosis, and other things that show that the baby was in distress and that the fetus was trying to survive. And it also suggests that this was going on for a period of time within the pregnancy, nothing that was acute. When you see a revascularization process, that takes time. Spike proteins of COVID-19 were detected in both placentas. So according to the doctors that submitted this study, and this is in Contemporary OB-GYN, they concluded that mid-trimester maternal COVID-19 infection can infect the placenta, fetal or infant brain, triggering inflammatory events of both placenta and fetus, which could be associated with critical brain injury and progressive neurological sequelae. Researchers urge for future studies to assess the impact of timing of in utero SARS-CoV-2 on placental inflammation and long-term consequences. So this is something every pregnant woman does not want to hear, because COVID is all over the place. I mean, it is really difficult to not get COVID. Right now we have another strain that's pretty infectious. People are getting, not necessarily severe, but hearing that the second mom, who didn't even have symptoms herself, but tested positive, unfortunately, baby was affected. Now, well, I don't know their vaccination status, if they were vaccinated. And it could be I don't have the I have to pay to get the study, so I have to go through all that. So I don't have that data yet. But if this is what they're saying, where COVID that can get to the baby can affect it, whether the mom is vaccinated or not, that's a problem. That's a big problem. We do our best to try to get through a pregnancy and protect that fetus. That's why we have maternal fetal medicine. And we do our best to make sure that that fetus gets what they need with folic acid and with prenatal vitamins and with fluids and with nutrients. But something that gets into the bloodstream or gets into them that shows that COVID, that can come through the lungs and then sadly, you know, pass into the mom's bloodstream and go through the placenta, could unfortunately neurovascularly affect the child in very debilitating ways. One of the children died, but the child was born premature. It's a shame. You wonder if also there could be other factors involved. But if we do find that COVID, and it has been suggested that COVID could cause preterm labor, that COVID could cause neurological issues with the infants, we're going to have to figure out a better way. Now, the problem is our COVID vaccines don't stop COVID 100%. We cannot tell somebody that just because they got the vaccine, they're COVID-free. I've been vaccinated and boosted, and I still have COVID sequelae. So what do we do? Well, you know, a virus like this, we need it to die off or become very weak. And I don't think COVID's going away anytime soon. And when you're pregnant, you can't necessarily live in a bubble. And so what we might have to do is a few things. Number one is during high COVID times, you know, protect females, and like we did with Zika. Many pregnant females are like, you know what, I'm going to bunker down. I do not want to be around Zika. I don't want anything having the baby. I don't want getting bit by a mosquito or sleeping with somebody who could have gotten bit by a mosquito. I'm going to just bunker down, and, you know, try to ride this out. We might also need to figure out a way where we could test fetal exposure to COVID and figure out what interventions we could do. We might also have to figure out a way to treat COVID when mom is pregnant. Right now, we can't give Paxlovid or COVID medications to pregnant women or breastfeeding women. It hasn't been studied. Well, that's the next step. We do need to study these antivirals. And then maybe when we do have pregnant women, we'll test them a little bit more often. And if they do test positive, and then maybe if we do have a pregnancy-safe medication, we could give that to them. Now, again, these are just rare cases picked up, but we did suspect that COVID could be an issue on the fetus. And we just didn't know how much or what exactly it did. Now we do. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there. and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there's some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Dr. Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So some of us have been loving that the weather hasn't gotten too hot yet. I live in Southern Nevada, and so it's kind of nice, you know, to have the rain and some snow on the mountains. And it's been pretty comfortable. And not to mention, I live in the Southwest United States, so the drought has been debilitating for decades, but lately, even worse, with us fighting for water with our surrounding states. So seeing the recent rains and the rains, a lot of the storms that we got during the winter, even though sadly many of them were deadly, for many individuals it brought much needed water to the area. The problem with that, come from water comes mosquitoes. And we are being warned that there is going to be probably more opportunity for there to be mosquitoes. The hillsides and reservoirs that were parched got rained. It got some rain. But because the rain kept coming and coming and coming, you had a lot of standing water. And with standing water, that's when mosquitoes like to thrive. So those puddles that took a long time to dry up allowed mosquitoes to kind of hang out. So we're hearing from California vector control officials and others that, you know, more water means more mosquitoes. One of the, Steve Vertrone, Director of Scientific Technical Services for the Greater Los Angeles County Vector Control District, said one of the biggest ones for us in terms of mosquito production are these unmaintained swimming pools. So unused swimming pools may be dry or pumped out, and then they'll pick up rainwater. It'll evaporate with the next heat wave, but sometimes when the rain keeps hitting, these pools just sit there and collect the water. So unmaintained pools are a breeding source for mosquitoes. Well, mosquitoes can carry disease, and then they could leave that pool, and then they could go and carry invasive disease. So the Aedes aegypti mosquito, for example, carries Zika and dengue fever. The Aedes albopictus feeds on animals as well as humans, can also carry disease. Now, the mosquito's eggs could survive a couple of years. So, now that there's rain, if the mosquitoes feel ready to hatch, they'll have water, they'll have a place. Because apparently these mosquitoes like to have sex, you know, around the pool during the dusk to dawn times. They kind of, that's their happy time. You know, they got a lake, got a lot of fun. People outdoors, not, you know, as we're now going outdoors, as it's warming up, they can now eat. So you got to clean up areas of standing water, kiddie pools, puddles, buckets. To avoid mosquitoes hitting you, wear long, light sleeve clothing. So I'm going hiking. I love to hike. A lot of beautiful areas where I live to go hiking. And you know, usually a lot of my clothes are darker because I look skinnier in it. When you go hiking, make sure they're light, long sleeve clothing so mosquitoes don't land on you. Pants should be tucked into socks and shoes when outside. I know a lot of you are like, I'm not going to wear that. Yeah, I remember being made fun of in grade school for tucking my pants into my socks. Remember there was a trend when you would put, this was in the early 80s, where you would put your pants into your socks? It was so stupid. It didn't last that long. Honestly, these mosquitoes, when they want to eat, they're going to find clothes. They're going to find an area. And also understand that you don't feel the mosquito on you. Because people say, if a mosquito lands on me, I'm going to flick it off. They do a suck-blow mechanism where they blow an anesthetic into you so you don't feel it. That's why when you come home, you see these bites. And you're like, I got 10 bites on me. When were 10 mosquitoes on me? Well, you didn't notice because they had an anesthetic when they were sitting there feeding, and then they left. Now you have an inflammatory reaction, you start to itch, and you go, wait a second, how long did I have this here for? Oftentimes, I don't realize my mosquito bites until my husband sees them. He goes, you were bit. And I go, really? And then I look, and I have 5 or 6 spots on my ankle. Like, oh, man. So what they do is they blow a numbing medicine in, an anesthetic. They then suck blood. They suck their meal. And then they leave. But then when they land on somebody else, they have to blow the anesthetic into the new person. So some of your blood or somebody else's or whatever they picked up can then get into the person. That's how Zika was spread and malaria gets spread because of the suck blow mechanism. So you need to make sure there's no places where, you know, on your skin where the animals could get to. Use DEET or insect repellent. You can also spray it onto clothes. And so you don't always have to spray it onto your body. I mean, it's great to do the body ones, but if you spray it onto your clothes, that could also help. Keep in mind, mosquitoes are active from dusk till dawn. And if you are bit, you know, make sure if you have any symptoms like headache, neck pain, stiff neck, high fever, sensitivity to light, which we call photophobia, tremors, weakness, paralysis, confusion, disorientation, seizures, that kind of stuff, fever, body aches, joint pain, weakness, rash, nausea, vomiting. Those could be signs of things submitted or transmitted by mosquitoes, such as West Nile or dengue or Zika. So we have to be aware. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Another study has again linked pollution with dementia. This study comes from Harvard. Scientists looked at 10 years' worth of studies that evaluated an association between ambient air pollution and clinical dementia. And they looked at fine particle air pollutants called the PM2.5s. The researchers from the Harvard T.H. Chan School of Public Health found consistent evidence between these PM2.5 air pollutant particles and dementia, even when annual exposure was less than current EPA standards of 12 micrograms per cubic meter of air. They say an increase of 2 micrograms per cubic meter of air in an average annual exposure of these results in a 17% increased risk of dementia. Now, I hate these studies because if you have a job and you work in an area where you have to drive in downtown and you have to pick up the pollution and then work there all day, you're like, how do I get away from it? Well, you know, even if you're in an area that's still kind of new and sprawling, you can get these particles from construction sites, unpaved roads, fields, smokestacks. So even rural, you could still pick things up. My recommendation is to just, you know, have a little variety. Yeah, if you don't have to be in the city on the weekend, don't be. Be outside and hike, or be outside and get some fresh air. Have air filters in the house. You don't also need to be breathing the stuff in at home. Make sure you avoid high traffic areas because of exhaust. Do refiltered air so you don't breathe in the exhaust. If there's a longer way to work that's a little bit less trafficy, maybe go that way. Now, I think we have so much crap in our air these days, crap in our food, crap in our, you know, plates and drinking utensils, in our cosmetics, that all this stuff does wear and tear. It adds up, and it does end up causing a, you know, buildup. And with dementia, you know, this could be correlative. You know, is it that the pollutants really mess with the brain, or is it that you live a type of lifestyle where you're always on the go, so you're going to eat fast food, you're not getting enough sleep, you're around a noisy area, could it be just an association or a coincidence? But keep in mind, our air is important, and we really need to concentrate on having better air. So if you can have air filters, purify your air, plants. Remember we spoke about how plants can help protect your air? That there are certain plants. I wrote an article. I'll republish that article on plants that can protect your air in your house. Get those, as well as your office. Help clean up the air a little bit. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.